भुवि गृह्णन्ति ते भूरिता जनाः. టుడే వీ విల్ డూ రామకృష్ణ మంగళాశాసనం. సో దిస్ మంగళ ఈజ్ ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్డ్. మంగళ మీన్స్ ఆల్ రౌండ్ ఆస్పిషియస్నెస్ ఇన్ ఎవరీ వే. నౌ వై షుడ్ వీ చాంట్ మంగళం టు గాడ్? మెనీ డివోటీస్ వండర్ గాడ్ blessing us, may you have mangalam, is fine. But why should we sing? What is the idea? You know, anything that we do, that we offer fruits, flowers to God, does God need them? No. What happens? We become purified by eating the offered food to God. Until at last, we become so pure that we become fit to be offered to God. The whole idea of eating prasadam is to get ourselves purified. We cannot offer anything to God which is impure. So, can He not take impure things as He can take? But because we take the prasadam, so we will have to make ourselves pure. In reality, from God's eyes, there is nothing called impure. Everything is pure. So there is a story. There was a good, he had king, a stupid king, unfortunately, as a disciple. So he taught to the king, everything is same, all is same. So he understood in his own stupid way, if everybody is same, what is the difference between the queen and the maid servant? So he was trying to run after the maid servant. And then the wife, the queen, got very disturbed. So she went to the guru. She was also a disciple of the same guru. She said, what is this? What did you teach that my husband is running after a maid servant? Then guru said, all right, invite us for lunch. I will teach him proper way. And he was invited, the king was very happy. Both of them were served. Golden plates, covered golden plates, food was inside. So when the guru opened, it was all royal food. But when the king opened his cover of his plate, it was all cow dung. Then the king got angry. What is this? Then the guru told, now the wife, the guru taught the wife. Wife said, if wife and the maid servant is same, what is the difference between royal dishes and cow dung? They are supposed to be same sighted. Then his wrath turned to on his guru. You taught her this one. So you take my plate. Oh, the guru said, give it to me, I will be very happy. And he took it. But he assumed the form of a big pig and he started consuming it with great delight. Now the king understood that without realizing the oneness, simply telling everything is the same, that's bad. This is a story. But a real thing happened also. One sadhu came to Dakshineshwar and he was, it was said that he was having a immoral relationship with a woman. Then Sri Ramakrishna went there and he asked, are you having an immoral relationship? He said, yes. Is it not wrong? He said, no, I can prove it to you. When the whole world is unreal, is my relationship alone real? Sri Ramakrishna said, I spit on this kind of hypocritical practice of religion. So many people, they do not understand the meaning. Everything is exactly the, from God's eyes, everything is God. So if everything is God, what can be impure? There can be nothing impure. But it should be our realization, not God's realization. God knows He is God, but we do not know we are God. to make ourselves fit for that, we are asked to purify everything by offering it to God. That's why, you know, you food every day you offer to God. If you buy a new cloth, you offer it to God and put it on as prasada. If you go to a temple, somebody offers you a sari, a cloth, and that you consider associate with God. Ultimately, the goal is to see everything as pure. When we look at everything as pure, then we are fit to be offered to God. Because the idea is, we never offer to God what is dirty, what is impure. And first thing we do is offer it to God. So there are two incidents in this connection. Both are real incidents. One sadhu came to Dakshineswar. He looked like a madcap. And but Sri Ramakrishna recognized him. You remember that incident? He went to the place where dogs eat. And he was putting one hand on the dog and eating. He defined it is Brahman. What do you think he was eating? Brahman. Raja Maharaj, Swami Brahmanandaji. He was suffering from severe diabetes. And last 2-3 days before, he felt very thirsty. You know, diabetic patients, they have to drink. So Sevak attendant asked, Maharaj, are you very thirsty? Shall I give you some lemonade? Then he said, you know what he said? Pour Brahman into Brahman. He didn't say, give me lemonade. He said, pour Brahman into Brahman, because he understood he was Brahman. So this sadhu was looking mad. Even beggars would not allow him anywhere to come near them. So he went to a rubbish heap and dogs were eating. He put one hand on the dog and he was also eating. The dog also was not disturbing anything. He did not feel that this person is someone different from me, because that was his vision. Sri Ramakrishna took Hriday, unfortunately, and told him, Hriday, this is a Brahma Jnani. He is pretending to be mad. So Hriday followed him. Sir, sir, make me your disciple. For a long time he continued. So that man was not paying attention at all. He took him a long distance. Then there was a sewage canal. You know, Calcutta sewage canal. So he pointed out and said, if you can look upon this sewage water and the Ganges water which is flowing nearby as equal, it's equally sacred. Equal means Ganges water should not be looked upon as sewage water. The sewage water should be looked upon as sacred Ganges water. Then you know you have attained the highest stage. So that was the incident. Another incident from the life of Swami Vivekananda. You know, he went to Khetri Maharaja's palace and he arranged one dance of a notch girl. And that lady must have been extraordinarily good, fortunate lady. Because she was eager to play, sing, dance for Swami Vivekananda. They have great reverence for sadhus. But Swamiji said, I want to come and watch a woman dancing. Even though he was a Nirvikalpa Samadhi person. Then she started singing a song. What is the song? Prabhu Mere Avaguna Chitanadharo Samadarshi Hai Namatiharo. Your name is equal sighted. Chahe to Parakaro. If you wish, you can also make me exactly like you. Then his three stanzas follow. Surdas song. Ika loha, ika puja merag. One form of metal is in the temple, in the form of an image of God. Ika rahata vyadha ghara paro. One in the form of a butcher's knife. Same metal. Jagamili parasake manu dvidha nahi hai. The philosopher's stone doesn't discriminate. Duhu ek kanchana karo. When it touches, it will make both of them into same gold. ekanadiya ekanarakahavat. One type of water is called sewage, dirty water. Ekanarakahavat. Mailo neeru bharo. Mailo neeru. Jabu mili dono. Ek varna vai. When the sewage water comes and joins the Ganges water, it becomes equivalent to same way Prabhu Mere Avaguna Chitanatharo Samadarashihai Premarpana Samadarashana Jagajana Dukhajai. When this lady sang, Swamiji understood, oh, I am supposed to be Brahmagnani, and a Brahmagnani is nothing but Brahmagnani means Brahma. Brahma with Brahma eva bhavati. We also like that. When some type of jnana comes, we become one with that jnana. We can't be anything other than that. You see, jnana means, you know, you get angry. Anger is a thought. But when that knowledge enters into your mind, then you become anger. Is it not? So every moment, whatever thought is coming, we are becoming one with it. So knowledge makes us that type of person. If it is good knowledge, it's a good person. If it is bad knowledge, bad person. So if a person gets Brahma Jnana, then he becomes Brahman. So if a person becomes Brahman, how can he discriminate? First of all, I am a sannyasi, this is a householder, I am a man, this is a woman. All these distinctions are only in ajnana, not for a jnani. Holy Mother, did she make any distinction between householders and monks? She can't make, because she was never looking people as householders or monks. Or externally she made a distinction to make an ideal. What is the ideal? Householders are not ideal. Monks are the ideal. Ultimately, all householders in this life or in other life, they have to become monks only. This is the nature of evolution. It's brahmacharya, the garhastya, and vanaprastha. Ultimately, they have to become sannyasins. Maybe in this life, maybe in the next life, maybe in the next life. So that is the ideal. That's why she wanted to uphold that ideal. She gave external respect for monks. But internally, she was looking upon all as her own children. How can Holy Mother's children be unholy? Is it possible? From her view, all children are exactly the same. Even for us, you know, if a child, baby is dirty, does the mother hate that baby? Or if a child is sick, then the mother's attention will be more on the sick child. Automatically, we do that. So what to speak of Holy Mother? Anyway, all these things are meant, you know why? It is to let us also make as pure mangalam. Let auspiciousness come to me. O Lord, let me be fit to receive auspiciousness. Repeat again and again and again this thing. So here the life incidents of Sri Ramakrishna are taken as a pegs to hang on. So let us chant and then explain. Mangalam Deshikendraya Yaminam Chakravartine Parashakti Swarupinye Devyai Bhavatu Mangalam. Let Mangalam be first of all to Sri Ramakrishna, our Guru, then let Mangalam be for Holy Mother. So Mangalam Deshika Indraya. Deshika Indra. You know what is Deshika? Disham Shuchayati Iti Deshika. Disha means what?
Directions.
Yeah, direction. One who shows you the right direction. He is the direction giver. GPS. You know GPS? What?
Guru
Parampara system. Guru Parampara system, GPS. Yes, that is why it is called Sat Nav, Sadguru. Yeah. So, Deshi Kendra, Sri Ramakrishna is considered the emperor of gurus. Why is he considered the emperor of gurus? Is it to say that other gurus are inferior to him? No. He is an emperor because he completely effaced his ego. And what was manifesting in him? Only Divine Mother. He told many times when I am talking on spiritual subject, as though Mother is pushing knowledge. As soon as one heap is exhausted, another people push another heap to be measured out. So like that, as soon as Sri Ramakrishna speaks something, he need not worry, what am I going to speak next? Because the Divine Mother constantly supplies. Not always, depends upon the buyers. There are buyers who don't want, or who want free, or who don't want to pay, like Gopalerma. Gopalerma became very popular in later on. Many devotees used to visit her, and some of them used to put questions, spiritual questions. So she used to say, my children, I am an illiterate person, and I don't know the answer. I will ask my Gopala and give the reply. And she would give correct reply because it is coming from the Lord Himself. Some curiosity mongers feel that if they don't ask questions, then they will be considered as useless fellows. So they will put some questions. They have no interest in receiving the answer. Just to be able to see, if you could put a question, I will also put a question. Then she will say, I will ask Gopala. And Gopala says, such, you are a useless fellow. I am not going to answer you. So, sometimes the answers, Guru answers only when the disciple is earnest. So many devotees used to go to Sri Ramakrishna with doubts. And many times they need not ask any question. During the course of conversation, he himself would bring out that subject as though it was an answer to their question. It happens like that. Because he is the Antaryami. He knows what they need and he will give what they need. Mangalam Deshike Indraya. What type of thing? Yaminam Chakravarti. He is the emperor of Yamis, Yamadharma Raja. Why is he called Yama? Because he is the greatest controller. Death is the greatest controlling power. Here Yami means one who is self-controlled, the greatest self-controller. Because like Tyagishvara, He Naravara. Tyagishvara, that is the idea here. Yaminam Chakravartine, he is the emperor of renunciates. One who has controlled means what? His mind is absolutely under his control. To him, Mangalam. Similarly, Parashakti Swarupinyai Devyai Matrecha Mangalam. Parashakti, who is Parashakti? Adi Parashakti. Devyai, she is also Devi. And she Swarupin, Shakti Swarupin, she is all powerful. And Devi means Deva Bhava. Deva Bhava means here the capacity to shine, to give knowledge. Indriyas are also called Devas. So this is referring to whom? Holy Mother. Holy Mother. That is referring to Sri Ramakrishna. This is referring to Holy Mother. Then the life history is narrated. Satya Sandasya Bhaktasya Sudhiramasya Sunare Gadadharaya Medinyam Avatirnaya Mangalam. So, Sudhiramasya Sunave, to the son of Sudhiram. What type of Sudhiram? Bhaktasya. That he is a devotee. Not only is a devotee, Satya Sandasya. He is a seeker of truth. Not only a speaker of truth, but a seeker of truth. So, what is the name of the son? Gadadharaya. Medinyam Avatirnaya. He who has incarnated on this earth. Who incarnated? That Supreme Lord. Gadadhara is another name for whom? Vishnu. Gadadhara. Gaya Vishnu. That Gaya Vishnu is born, is incarnated into Shudhiram. That is the idea. Medini means what? On this earth. Avatirnaya Mangalam. Gadadhara sunamne cha bhaktya veshtita chetase anadritanya vidyaya mangalam brahmacharine. Gadadhara sunamne cha. To the one who has this most beautiful name called Gadadhara. Gadai, in short Gadai. Bhaktya aveshtita chetasaha. His mind was completely filled with, possessed by, aveshtita means avesh. Avesh bole na? Aveshita chetasaha. What, by what? Bhakti. Bhakti means devotion to God. So, what did he do then? Anadrita anya vidyaya. Adrita means respected. Anadrita means not respecting at all, not caring for. Anya vidya. No other knowledge excepting one vidya. What vidya? Para vidya. Paracha aparachaiva. Dve vidye veditavye. Paracha aparachaiva. Where does it come? Mundaka Upanishad. Mundaka and Mandukya Upanishads belong to which Veda? Atharvana Veda. Alright. Anadruta Anya Vidyaya. And he is also Brahmachari. Brahmachari means what? His mind never deviated from Brahman. To that Gadadhara Mangalam Bhavatu. Then let us chant. Bhavatarana Dakshaya Sannidhau Dakshineshwari Apurva Kalika Puja Nirataya Stu Mangalam. Bhavatarana Dakshaya. That is the name of the Kali. Bhavatarini or Dakshina Kali. Sannidhau, in the presence or in the he was always seeing the presence of the Divine Mother. Where? Dakshineshwar. Dakshineshwar. Apurva Kalika Puja Niratayastu. Now, Apurva is a prefix. It is not to be Kalika Puja. Not Apurva Kalika Puja. Kalika Puja Apurva Niratayastu. Yeah, he who is the most extraordinary pujari of the Divine Mother. Yeah, that is the idea. Because only a person who is endowed with devotion can perform that kind of puja. By wonderful decoration, the Brahmanda puja will not come. Of course, we won't find the difference. Far as you know, bhajan, bhojan, Brahmandam. Yeah, decoration. You know, South India is good. In South Indian temples, they put this garland so big. It's my only worry is how they put up with it such a long time from morning evening. That's why they bend down. You know, slowly they are coming down in stage. Their backbone goes on bending like that. Okay, Apurva Kalika Puja Nirata. Nirata means, Rata means completely absorbed. Rata, Rati, you know, Bhakti Rati or Bhajana Rati. Or Nirata means that's all the time without any break. Nirataya Mangalam Astu. This Gadadhara was completely absorbed in only worshipping the Divine. He did not know anything. Who is coming, who is going, and who was watching him, how much time was passing. It must have been a terrible ordeal for the devotees in those days. Yeah, it is said. Because he will wave this for 45 minutes, right? Yeah, and I don't know how much strength he must be having to be that heavy ghanta, kali, heavy, like almost one kg. And then he is doing like this, 45 minutes, that is the first part only. No, you have bypassed shankha and then cloth and then pushpa, all these things. They couldn't say anything because he was not aware. And they were supposed to sing and go on. Everybody must have got terribly tired. Yeah, it takes such a long time. So he was not aware at all, as though somebody else is doing it. Avatarana dakshaya sannidhau dakshineshware apurva kalika puja nirathayastu mangalam. Mathura anatha vishvasa seva nirvrita chetase tapascharana shilaya yogishayastu mangalam. It is wonderful that Mathuranath, who was the manager of that temple, what seva he did to Sri Ramakrishna. So Sri Ramakrishna was completely pleased with the service rendered by Mathuranath. Nirvrita chetase. Nirvrita means pleased, highly pleased. Whose mind is highly pleased. Actually what it means is that the mind which doesn't think anything. Nirvrita means absorbed. What it means is, you know, so I am thirsty and you don't bring water, my mind is restless because you are not bringing. But if you bring water, even before I ask, then I do not need even to think about it. So everything he was anticipating. He was taking care of Sri Ramakrishna like a baby. And he used to be like a baby in front of Mathuranath. So he said, it is in the great master it is said, Mathuranath was like a parent to Sri Ramakrishna in taking care of him, and Sri Ramakrishna was like a parent to him in spiritual matters. So he used to call him Baba. Yeah. He rarely Sri Ramakrishna allowed anybody to be called as Baba. But he could not do anything because he would not stop calling him Baba. Yeah. Yeah, wonderful service he did for 14 years. But he also did some mischief. He got somebody murdered. And he came, Baba, you offer this, you pray, the police are going to catch hold of me. He said, you committed murder, you rogue, you go and mug in the jail. Then he took pity and said, all right, you need not go. You know, they could do. Ramakrishna could do. Only poor fellows like us, he will say, you can go. So, Mathura Natha Vishwasa. Vishwasa here is not faith. Vishwasa is the surname of Madhur Babu. Trailokyanad Vishwas, Mathura Natha Vishwas. Yeah. But this Vishwasa need not be, maybe some grandfather was having lot of faith. Nowadays so many titles, you know, Nivedita. I heard a curious story that Max Muller was translating Vedas in England. He never went to India. Swamiji invited him, but he never went. So while he was translating, he had some difficulty in understanding some passages. One day, a student came to see him. His surname was Trivedi. So the attendant came and told him, Mr. Trivedi wants to meet you. oh, this man just jumped up out of joy. If Trivedi is coming, I can get rid of all my doubts. So he came, he sat down, immediately got him down. And how many Vedas you studied, sir? The first time he is hearing the name Vedas. The title was Trivedi. There are people like that. Sahasrabuddhi like that. She is a great singer. Veena Sahasrabuddhi. Okay. Mathura Anada Vishwasa Seva Nirvrita Chetasi Tapas Charana Sheela. Sheela means character or nature. Whose nature is of doing tapasya. All life he did nothing but tapasya. How do we know? Pranarpana Jagata Tarana. Say Swami Vivekananda, Pranarpana, the very birth, his very birth is due to for our sake, not for his sake, it is for our sake. Tapas Charana Sheela, Yogishaya, Yogisha. Ramakrishna is a master of all yogas. That's why he is called Yogeshwara and Yogishwara. Two words you get. So one who is a master of yoga and one who is a master of yogis. Yogisha means master of yogis. Yogesha means master of yogas. In both senses, the Ramakrishna is Yogeshwara and Yogeshwara. Both. Tapas Charana Shilaya Yogishaya Astu Mangala. This word yoga also means that any spiritual practice. Yoga means that which connects us to God. What connects us to God is called spiritual practice. And mainly there are four yogas. He practiced Bhakti Yoga, he practiced Raja Yoga, he practiced Karma Yoga, he practiced Jnana Yoga. One by one. Bhakti Yoga, you know, Brahmani came and guided him through all these five modes. In Great Master you get, ultimate mode was Madhura Bhava. Then all the tantric sadhanas he did. Then Vedantic practices he had done. Then even Hatha Yoga also he did. Because you know, blood came from his mouth. Hatha Yoga, Pranayama, all these things also he did. All yogas he did. Very quickly he got Siddhi in whatever yoga he had undertaken. He's a really master in every way, Thakur. But for us, he said Karma Yoga combined with Bhakti Yoga. So when did he perform Karma Yoga?
All the time. Mother.
For everything.
During the sadhana time. He did it in many ways. His puja, doing puja itself is a Karma Yoga. Because he did not do it for his any worldly benefit, but for God realization. But you know, he used to go and clean the lavatories of the lavatory cleaners. Yeah. So many things he used to clean, used to make garlands, collect flowers, garlands. He did all these things. Tremendous Karma Yoga he did. After sadhana, when he became Siddha, after that, what was he practicing?
Teaching
means he was not expecting anything. Yeah. It was nothing but Karma Yoga. He was hardly sleeping. So see how much. His whole life he only worked and worked and worked. We rarely realize it. How much he used to weep for his devotees. So, Yogi Shayastu Mangalam. Sadhaka Vyaja Sandhishta Sarvam Nayasu Vatmane Sarvatantra Svatantraya Nitya Siddhaya Mangalam. Sadhaka Vyaja. Vyaja means lame excuse. Vyaja means nepa. ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತೀವಲ್ಲ ನೆಪ, ಇದು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಯೂಸ್ ಒಬಿಟಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸಾಧಕ? ವೈ ಶುಡ್ ಹಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಸಾಧಕ? ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಯೂಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಎಕ್ಯೂಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗಾಡ್, ಯು ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಅಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಎಸ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಫಾಲ್ಟ್, ಯು ನೋ ಎವರ್ ವಿ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಲೆಸ್ ಫಾಲ್ಟ್. ದಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಸಾ ಹಿಮ್ ದೇ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಮೋರ್ ಫಾಲ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಯಾ, ಒನ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ, ವುಮನ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿಶಸ್, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿಶಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. She didn't say anything. The thing is, Indian devotees, they don't say anything outside. No, in front. But in the back and inside their mind, they go on telling so many things. So, Sri Ramakrishna was, he is antaryam. He could know everybody's thoughts. This lady was thinking, great devotee. And suddenly, Sri Ramakrishna was smiling. The master, you see, he took one fistful. And he was bringing it to the mouth. What did she see?
Oh, the serpent come.
A snake came out and snatched like this. Oh, she got frightened. After that, I think she never thought anything bad about it. Yeah. So what is it? He was offering to the Kundalini Shakti, to God. Was offering, everything must be an offering to God, Brahmarpanam. And God only, you are offering God unto God. What is your greatness? God is giving you food, and that food is going inside by the hands given by God. And then the God inside, he will see, he will receive it, and he will digest it, the whole thing. Where did you get this idea? ಅಹಂ ವೈಶ್ವಾನರೋ ಭೂತ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಿನಾಂ ದೇಹಮಾಶ್ರಿತಃ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಪಾನ ಸಮಾಯುಕ್ತಃ ಪಚಾಮ್ಯನ್ನಂ ಚತುರ್ವಿಧಂ. ಎಕಡ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್. ಐ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ವೈಶ್ವಾನರ ಜಠರಾಗ್ನಿ ಐ ರಿಸೀವ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೈಜೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಗಿವ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಯು. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್? ಪ್ರಾಣಶಕ್ತಿ. So, what is it? Sadhaka Vyaja Sandhishta means he who preached, Sandesha, Sandhishta means preached. In by the excuse of being a Sadhaka himself, he need not have been a Sadhaka. Why did he become a Sadhaka? For our sake, to be an ideal, so that we know if Sri Ramakrishna did so much sadhana, what excuse we have not to do. So this is the excuse for many people. Since Sri Ramakrishna has done it, where is it? Yeah, I told you, no? I don't know whether all of you have heard of it or not. We have a devotee in Houston. His husband is diabetic and his wife is very careful not to give him anything. So every time I go, he invites me only for this purpose, because when I go there, his wife prepares lot of sweets, and she is one of the best sweet meat maker in USA. Yeah, first class, you know, that
chum chum,
and pineapple chum chum.
Orange.
Pineapple chum chum, you know that?
Orange.
I think you were there. Oh, he knows. He's attending me is only an excuse. So, he wants to eat. So, his wife always shouts at him, no, you should not eat. He gets very angry. Says, Swamiji, see, I am not eating sweets. I am eating prasad. That is one excuse. I am not eating sweet. I am eating prasad. Then Sri Ramakrishna said that he will eat through his devotees. And if I don't eat, how is he going to eat? The second excuse. Third reason he gives is, if I don't eat sweets, how are the doctors going to survive? So, our, you know, excuse, it is really true. What sadhana will you do? It is like a small baby in Indian village wants to help mother. Did I tell you? You see, Indian, in villages, cherur untai kada, small ponds. So the mother, poor people, you know, they go with a big kadava, big vessel. And there she has a baby, about 1.5 years. So he wants to help mother. So he will not leave. So she will give him a small chembu like that. And she will have to carry him his chembu also. So if both of them go, she will fill his one and give it to him. And again, and then as on the way, he can't hold it, you see. He is bathing his mother. By the time he comes home, practically few drops only are there. And when they return home, there is a big vessel and the mother pours it. And the child's also, mother empties it, whatever few drops. He is so pleased with himself. I am also helping mother. Yeah. Dennis the Menace. You know, Mother's Day. He wants mother. Ma, today I will cook. She starts, her hair starts falling down. Hearing that, he will cook. But yes, she has to please him. You know that? Dennis Menace. So, he will make her sit. You go and sit. And after 3-4 hours, he will come back and say, I have finished everything. All that you need to do is we go and eat. Then the father tactfully says, oh, let us just go for a few minutes outside and come back and eat. So the mother goes and cleans the whole dirty place, dirty thing, everything, throws out the whole thing in the waste paper bin. And then freshly, you know, she will have some things to cook, everything in the vessels he used. And then by that time the father and son returned. And he was so, mom, how tasty it is, have you seen? What sadhana can we really do?
Yeah.
Unless the Lord removes our avidya maya. So this first he gives these three by his grace. Who gives those three? God gives. What are those three? Manushyatvam, Mumukshutvam, Mahapurusha Samshaya. And then, you see, we are just an excuse. Okay, I am also doing some goody-goody japa. And he comes, please. Oh, I am so highly pleased. I will give you mukti. Because with this kind of thing, he says, na ghar ka, na ghat ka. You know, God is in the condition of na ghar ka, na ghat ka. Means that if we are good devotees, then he can take care of us. If we are not devotees, he need not think about us. But na ghar ka, na ghat ka. He can't leave us. He can't
do anything with us.
So he is, the quickest way is, I will give you mukti. Please, once for all, the problem is over. So what type of sadhana really we can do? It is all his grace from the beginning to the end. But because of our ahankara, he wants to satisfy us. Yes, you also did something. Yeah. Sadhaka vyaja sandhishta, through the excuse of being a sadhaka, he preached this wonderful teaching. What is that? Sarva amnaya suvatmane. Amnaya means scriptures. Sarva amnaya means all the scriptures. They are all suvatmane. Vartma means path. Suvatma means good path. Path. Good path. Yeah. Good. She doesn't understand Indian English, you know. The American. Good path. All religions are good path. All scriptures are right ways to God. No need to quarrel with anyone. Look down on that. That is the simple harmony of all religions. That is what he meant. But his nature is sarvatantra svatantraya. He is absolutely free from all limitations. No rule, regulation can ever bind him because he is God. That is the meaning of sarvatantra svatantraya. Nitya siddhaya. He is ever perfect. He is Brahman himself. Mangalam. Tapasi brahmacharye cha yasvasya sahadharmini satasya sri sharada deya bhatri bhavatu mangalam. So now a very beautiful teaching is coming. In tapasya. Tapasya means in austerity. Brahmacharya, in the observance of brahmacharya. Ya svasya sahadharmini. That she is the one who is equal to him in both these respects. Sahadharmini means she is also doing tapasya. She is also doing brahmacharya paripalana. So, tasyaha sri sharada devyaha. That is that Sharada Devi who is his sahadharmini, who is equal in him in both tapasya and brahmacharya. Tasyaha sharada devyaha bhartri. To the husband of that Sharada Devi. To that tasyai bhartri bhavato mangalam. That means indirectly he is also telling Holy Mother is also equal in every way. Tota puri yati prapta charamashrama hetuke samadhau nirvikalpakhe sudirghasthayam galam. Tota puri yati. Yati means you understand. He who is a sannyasi. Yati means sannyasi. Namasri yati rajaya. Yati. Yeah. So his name is Tota Puri. His name is Tota. Puri is surname. Surname is we are also Puris only. Puri. Not Puri. Puri. Puri is one of the sannyas. Puri, Giri, Bharati, Aranya, Ananda, Tirtha, Ashrama, Parvata. These are some of the names of Dashanami. 10 names. So, by this also we are identified with one particular Amnaya, one particular Matha, that is Sringeri Matha. Only they can give this Puri. So, Totapuri must have got from his guru, Totapuri's guru must have got sannyasa from one of the Swamis of the Sringeri Matha. So, he was given the title Puri. So, Ramakrishna Puri, Vivekananda Puri, Brahmananda Puri. Like that we don't use it, but that is the our tradition. Totapuri yati prapta. From such Totapuri he got, what did he get? Charama ashrama, the last ashrama. What is the last ashrama? Sannyasa ashrama. Charama also means Sreshta ashrama. Charama shloka, last shloka, best shloka. Sarvadharma parityajya. Ashrama hetuke. One who received charamashrama from Totapuri Itindra. Then what happened? Samadhav nirvikalpakhe sudirghasthaya mangalam. Nirvikalpa name. Akhya means name. So, in that samadhi called nirvikalpa, he remained for a long time. Sudirghas. How long did he remain?
6 months.
After that, where did he remain? After that, where did he remain?
Always.
You see, we have to have some correct understanding. Once a person attains samadhi, he is always in samadhi, whatever he is doing. What is samadhi?
Union.
Knowledge. See, once you understand 2 plus 2 is 4, for whole life, will you ever forget that?
So, Nirvikalpa Samadhi, he was in 6 months, but after that was in Savikalpa or was it Nirvikalpa?
What am I talking about?
Samadhi.
No, just now what did I say? Just before you made that statement, what was I telling?
That if one person is
in
Samadhi,
na cheppu tino.
Listen to
me. I was just making, what is Samadhi? Samadhi means knowledge, not the pose, not the posture. You know, if you are like this, it is Samadhi. If he is eating idli sambar, what Samadhi is that? You think it is, he is not in Samadhi. Once you know 2 plus 2, whether you are sleeping, whether you are eating idli sambar, or whether you are meditating, will that knowledge ever get out of you? See, you suppose you are a child and you have no knowledge of mathematics. So 2 plus 1 is 2 and 2 plus 3 is 4, like that you can tell. But when you are grown up, you understand 2 plus 2 is 4. Once you have that knowledge, whether you are sitting or standing or running or lying down, will that knowledge remain or not?
Yeah.
That is, Samadhi has nothing to do with how the body is. Samadhi means what happens to a person inside him. Ajnana is removed, jnana comes. What is the jnana? Everything is Brahman, Brahma Satyam, that knowledge dawns. Once a person has that knowledge, does it ever disappear? Then what is the meaning of saying after Nirvikalpa Samadhi he comes down? Where does he come down? There is no question of coming down or going up. But you have to say, in that position he was unable to talk, but in this position he is able to talk. That's all we have to say. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Knowledge, samadhi means what?
Knowledge.
Not bodily posture. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with bodily posture. It is the knowledge, ajnana is removed, jnana comes. And that jnana will never be sublated, because that is called satya. Once truth comes, you know, 2 plus 2, once the knowledge comes, there is no changing that factor later on. You see that? So that knowledge is called God knowledge. That's why these are called that this a priori knowledge. A priori means it is a truth which is existing since not ages. It is eternal. 2 plus 2 is 4 is eternal knowledge. But we start to understand it at a particular time. That's all. Then our ajnana with regard to that is completely removed. Samadhi means ultimate knowledge. Nirvikalpa Samadhi means ultimate knowledge. Savikalpa Samadhi means near to that ultimate knowledge, not yet. Once a person attains Nirvikalpa, there is no question of forgetting it. You see the point? So no question of this saying, now he is not in Nirvikalpa, now he is in Savikalpa Samadhi. Says near his attendants, now he is in idli sambar samadhi. What is this? You know, people have peculiar ideas about this spiritual terminology. So, from Totapuri Maharaj, he received this Charam Ashram, Sannyas Ashrama. After that, he was taught how to meditate, and very soon he attained to Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and ever afterwards he remained in Nirvikalpa Samadhi only. Sthitaya Maturadeshat Jagaduddhara Karanat Purnahanta Sthitau Bhava Mukhi Bhavatu Mangalam. Afterwards, he received this commandment from the Divine Mother, Matuhu Adesha. So, what is Jagat? For what purpose? Jagat Uddhara Karanat, for the sake of helping the people who are ignorant. Then what happened? Purna ahamta sthitav. Purna ahamta sthitav. He ever remained in the state of purna ahankara. What is purna ahankara? The difference between ahankara and purna ahankara. Aham, aham. Purna means, see what is our, this body is me, but this body is not me. Purna aham means, this body is also me, that body also me, this mind also is me, this mind. This is what is called samashti, Ishvara tattva. So, Brahman, it is everything belongs to Brahman. Everybody is Brahman. That is the idea. Purna ahamta sthita. Before realization he was eka deshiya ahamta. Only with regard to one thing, aham is there. But after realization, am I not eating through all the mouths? Ramakrishna said. What do you mean by only devotees' mouths? Was he not eating like a tiger? Through the tiger's mouth? Is he not eating? Like, who is eating whom then? Yeah? So, in the form of tiger, he is in the form of tiger. He is in the form of what is called a kid, or a lamb, or a deer. So, if you ask Ramakrishna, are you in this lamb's form? Yes. Are you in the form of the tiger? Yes. Then, when the tiger is eating, who is eating whom? So he is both the eater and also the eaten. This realization is expressed in Taittiriya Upanishad so beautifully. What is that? Ahamannam, 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 ahamannado, ohamannado, ohamannadaha. I am the food, aham annam, I am the eaten, I am the eaten. Ahamannado, I am the enjoyer of the, bhokta of the annam. He is everything. Brahmarpanam brahmahavihi. Then who is eating whom? Brahman is eating Brahman. Pour Brahman into Brahman. So, pour Brahman into Brahman means what? Absolutely it is the same. And if it is the same, what is the meaning of pouring? It is only an expression, human expression. Really speaking, there is no eater, there is no eaten. From our point of view, yes, I am eating food. But from Brahman's point of view, the question of eating doesn't arise. Eating is an action. An action means two separate things doing and they come together. Some reaction takes place. That relationship is called action. I am looking at you. If you are not there, how can I look at you? There is no action. So, everything is an action. I am looking at you, I am hearing you, you are hearing me, and I am smelling you are smelling me. Everything is an action. And there is only one. Where is the action? So, where is the question of pouring and who pours into whom? There is no division there. For our sake, they say, okay, pour Brahman into Brahman, purna ahamta sthitav, that stage is called bhavamukha. Bhavamukha means what? Nobody has been able to explain what is bhavamukha. It is a very peculiar concept. But what it means is how a jivan mukta lives in this world. So how he is able to, he can't forget God, otherwise he will be ajnani. And he can't completely remain in that state, in which case, he can't talk to us, then that peculiar state where he can, as it were, see both Brahman and also Maya, that peculiar state, and not yet feel that they are two, and yet feel two, and then help us, and not feel that he is not helping. That peculiar, inexplicable, like abstract art. What is abstract art? No. Abstract art is a peculiar type of, painting which the critic doesn't understand but tries to explain to the audience who not only don't understand but who don't want to understand and yet feel that they should be appreciated as the greatest understanders and buy it with the price, go on hanging it on the on their walls, never trying to look at it but showing it to all others. And the others also pretending, that is called abstract art. Here one rich lady has attended an art gallery. This exhibition was going on. And exhibition means it is both for sale also. So she showed one, the attendant was, all were wearing, you know, as a special artistic dresses. So everything was an art object. So she liked one particular object and said, I would like to buy this. How much is it? The attendant said, sorry madam, that is a door knob.
Oh my god!
So many people, you know, that they don't understand. I myself don't understand. You know, like this painting, very easy to understand. There is a lake, there are flowers, there is very concrete. Something is hanging. Lots of people put there.
Yeah.
I don't know what this.
Abstract.
Huh?
Abstract.
Is what I am saying?
Yeah.
Anyway. What I wanted to say, this is a peculiar state called bhava-mukha.
Mm.
So it is very peculiar state because they have to help us. At the same time, they know we don't need help. Raja Maharaj, sometimes it says, sometimes I see Rama everywhere. And if I see Rama everywhere, who is going to teach? Are you going to teach Rama? Brahma-jnana? Yeah. Then he would come down, or as you say it, okay, I will teach you. But even then he doesn't say, I will teach you. He says, it is the Divine Mother who is teaching. I know nothing. I khai majapuri. I eat and I make merry. I don't know anything. This is the special mental attitude of Sri Ramakrishna, all Raja Maharaj, Mahapurusha Maharaj, everybody. Okay. So did you understand this? Having obtained the commandment of the Divine Mother, after long time being in that state called Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you remain in that particular state called Bhavamukha, which is also called Purna Ahanta. That is eternal, infinite Aham. I am everything in that state. For what purpose? Thitaya Jagad Uddhara Karanat, for the sake of helping people like us. Pashyate Mataram Strisho Mridindam Kanchane Tatha Sarva Bhuteshu Cha Brahma Mayati Kaya Mangalam. This is very easy. Strisho Mataram Pashyate Sarvada. He sees only Divine Mother in every woman. What about man? What does he see in the man? It is the same thing. It is exactly. Mritpindam kanchane tatha. Mritpindam means a lump of clay. Kanchanam means a lump of gold. What does he see? Mataram. Mataram, pashyate mataram, mritpindam kanchane tatha. That means the value of gold, the value of a lump of clay is exactly same means what? Same means both are equally, they can be equal only on one level. What is that level?
Brahman.
Otherwise, you have to bring down the value of gold to the clay, or you have to take up the value of the clay to the gold. That's not what is meant. Means he sees them exactly as manifestations of Brahman only. sarva bhuteshu cha brahma. In all beings, living, non-living, everything, he sees only Brahman. Maya titaya mangala. Now here, what is maya? It has a special connotation. Here maya means dvandva, duality. When there is no duality, it is advaita. How do you make distinction in advaita? This is better than this? You can't make. That is the idea. For such a person, mangalam bhavatu. Sada rupi viraktanam yatinam puratastuyaha sada shiva swarupaya tasmai bhavatu mangalam. So sada rupi. What does sada rupi means? What? Sada arupi. You know, Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya. Vishnu Rupaya Vyasavi. So no, Sa Dharaha Api. Dhara means Patni, wife. Even though he had a wife, Viraktanam Yatinam Puratastu Yaha. That compared to all other, this renunciates and Yatis, Sadashiva Swarupaya. He who ever remained as Sadashiva, that means he's, even though he was technically a Grihastha, but he was the greatest, like Shiva. That means he is absolutely gone beyond all ashramas. He was though technically married. Shiva is technically married, but who was Shiva? Who is Shiva? How do we consider him? Yogesha and Yogisha. All sannyasins meditate upon him. Why? Because he conquered all lust. Madanari. Madanari means what? He burnt the Kamadeva himself. Yeah. Sadashiva Swarupaya Tasmai Bhavatu Mangalam. Brahmananda Adisachishya Ganapujya Padayate Teshu Diktatma Bodhaya Parahamsaya Mangalam. So your disciples like Brahmananda Adi, indicating all the other disciples. Pujya Pada, that is his feet have become Pujya for all these Shishyas. He whose feet have become objects of worship to all the disciples like Brahmanandadi, etc. So why did they worship him? They must have got something from him. What did they get from him? Teshu uddita atma bodhaya. They attained through his grace the idea that we are atmans. Atma bodha. I am atman. That knowledge came to them through the grace of Sri Ramakrishna. That is why they worshipped his lotus feet. Such a person is called Parahamsa. Parahamsa means Parama Hamsaya Mangalam. Para means, Parama means what?
Ultimate.
Para means what? Ultimate. Superior most. Paravidya.
Yeah.
So like that, Parahamsaya Mangalam. Gajjat Vedanta Simhena Vivekananda Rupina Apastanidra Bhuryena Karita Tasya Mangalam. Now, Vivekananda Rupina, in the form of Swami Vivekananda. What did he do? Gajjat Vedanta Simhena. He rolled like a lion. Who rolled? Who rolled?
Vivekananda.
In the form of Vivekananda Rupina. Apasta Nidra Bhuriyana. What did you do? So he broke, destroyed the Ajnana Nidra of all the people who heard him. Really, literally, whoever heard Swami Vivekananda, they felt like they came back to life from a dead state. Even today, you read the words. Roma Rola says, I cannot but read the words of Swami Vivekananda and become thrilled. like an electric current passes whenever I read the words of Swami Vivekananda. It is true even today because that is the truth. So, apasta nidra bhuriyena, what is the function of his teaching? It destroys the sleep of ignorance. Karita, that means he manifested in the form of Vivekananda for the sake of awakening us from the sleep of moha and ignorance. To him, mangalam bhavatu, let mangalam be. Samsara sagarottara setu bhutangri renave gurave sarvalokanam ramakrishnaya mangalam. Samsara sagara uttara setu bhuta angri renave, one speck of the dust of his feet is enough to take us across this ocean of samsara. He is a guru for all the lokas. Gurave sarva lokana. It's a wonderful expression. You know what it is? See, there, first of all, guru means teacher. So he practiced Hinduism, he practiced Vedanta, he practiced Christianity, he practiced Islam. All the major religions practically he had practiced. So in that form he proved anyone who practices that religions, they all can reach the same goal. In that sense, he is a guru because he can give the right that yes, your religion is right. You can realize God through that, right? Then, guru, another way of understanding guru, what about worldly people, those who don't want God? If someone wants to fight against foreign aggression, who becomes the inspiration? Sri Ramakrishna. How? In the form of Swami Vivekananda. You know how Indian independence had come?
Reading his topic.
But had Swami ever said, throughout these English people, indirectly he was giving inspiration to everybody, every patriot. Suppose there is economic oppression, what would Vivekananda say? Kick them out and show your strength. Let not others take advantage of you. He would say that. Suppose a poor man is there, what would be his advice? Become rich. Suppose a person is illiterate, what would be his teaching? He would say, become literate. Somebody is ill, what do you think he would say? Become healthy. So he is a guru for scientists, he was a guru for artists, he was a guru for business people. See, Tata,
yes.
He told, why don't you start these industries, Tata Industries, Jamshedji Tata, he was inspired by whom? He was guided by whom? By Swami Vivekananda, directly, not through his words. See, we don't understand in how many ways he is inspiring. In fact, every knowledge comes from whom? Guru means one who gives knowledge. So, a person who has superior knowledge in anything, he is called guru. So that knowledge belongs to whom? So if that knowledge manifests in a particular person, that knowledge actually is coming from the Supreme Lord. Yadyad vibhuti matsatvam srimadurjitamevava. Whatever manifestation of power you see in this world, all that comes from whom? From me. Suppose there is an expert pickpocket. That knowledge, how to pick pockets expertly without anybody knowing about it, comes from whom?
God.
So, when did he teach it?
As a Krishna.
Yes. So how he used to steal women's clothes. He used to take butter and all those things and sell them in the black market free. And Sri Ramakrishna removing the ornaments of Holy Mother so expertly so that she would not even be aware of it. All this, you know, seriously, any knowledge, expertise requires, you know, what you have to understand. It requires concentration,
yes,
it requires attention.
Yeah.
So we should not confuse this. Once a person has that power of the mind, it can be used for any purpose, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have strength, then you can beat a weak person, good man, or you can beat also a bad man. Anybody you can beat. If you don't have strength, neither you can beat a good man nor a bad man. Once, you know, a thief entered into a man's house and he showed the knife to husband and wife, and he told to the husband, "I am drawing a line. You stand there. If you stir out of it, I will knife you." So he went inside chapel, and then after some time he left. The wife glared at him and said, "What type of husband you are? What did you do?" He said, "Have you not seen me? I was glaring at him." He was glaring at the thief from within the circuit. You know, strength, whether if it is used in a wrong way, we call that person bad person. If it is used in a good way, we call him good person. But if there is no strength, then he can be neither good nor bad. They unable to understand this, we call fellows who are useless good people. Title for good people, you know. Thieves also give that title. Those people who don't resist and then hand over everything to them, the thieves call this man is a good man. Is this what Swami Vivekananda called good? He said, acquire strength. Yeah. So, what are we talking about? Gurave sarvalokanam. All knowledge, even vidya and avidya, both belong to whom? To the same God. But there is something, I will not go into it today. What we call avidya, most often we look down upon it as though it is undesirable. There is nothing undesirable in this world. This avidya has its function in the right place. For a child, and he is taking a big slate and writing a big A like this. At that stage, that is the most he could do. You cannot judge a child from your standard. You see the point? So what we call avidya is not avidya at our stage. It is avidya from a higher stage. Unable to understand this, so many people, you know, they make other people suffer. You are all ajnanis, this and that. No, your ajnana is also part of your development. At your stage, that is fine. A baby stage, baby is good. This is what you see Ramakrishna calls, you know, that jhol, macher jhol, is fine for a child. But when he grows up, mother gradually increases the masala. See Ramakrishna. So Vedanta never says that karmakanda is bad. Always says that has its own, in fact without going through karmakanda, nobody can ever enter into either upasana or jnana. These stupid, so many stupid teachers, karmakanda is bad. No, nothing is bad. That's absolutely necessary. Yeah. Om sthapakaya cha dharmasya sarva dharma swarupine avatara varishthaya ramakrishnaya mangalam. This is the famous pranama mantra composed by Swami Vivekananda, which is added here. It is not his own. This Achalananda Swami added here. So what is sthapakaya cha dharmasya? Established dharma. That is showed us the correct path. For householders, this is the path. For brahmacharis, this is the path. For vanaprasthis, this is the path. For sannyasins, for Hindus, this is the path. For Christians, this is the path. Sarva dharma swarupine is the embodiment of all dharmas. Means what? He is the only one who gives the reward of dharma. You see, this is Krishna.
Yeah.
He gives, you worship him as Ganesha. He appears to you in the form of
Ganesha
and gives you what you require. If you worship as Devi, then he will appear as Devi, as Shiva, as Shiva. Source is only one. But in the Sri Ramakrishna's case, it is why it is there is a special meaning. Whenever he had a vision of any god or goddess, that god or goddess became merged into him. You see, Christ merged into him, Rama and Sita merged into him, Krishna merged into him, his prophet Muhammad merged into him. So that's why we call him Sarva Deva Devi Swarupa. So he is also Avatara Varishtha. Now Avatara Varishtha meaning is not that compared to others he is greater. His manifestation, divine manifestation of power in this age is the biggest manifestation as compared to other avatars. How do you know? How do you know? See, the idea is, how many people knew Krishna at that time? How many people knew Rama? How many people know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Now you see, his name is known throughout the world. But when we say Ramakrishna is avatar varishtha, who is he in reality? He was the Rama, he was the Krishna. It is not comparative degree. It is measurement is how much power is manifest now at this time. It's just to give an example to make this point clear. Suppose there is a general, military general. Suppose there is no war. How do you know how great a general he is? But if there is a war and if he manifests his powers of judgment and brings victory, then we say, oh, we never knew he had so much of skill. But now we know. So what happened? Before he did not manifest. Now he manifested. That is the way to understand this. That in this avatara, he manifested the greatest amount of power, etc. Mangalam Guru Devaya Devyai Matre Cha Mangalam Mangalam Bhakta Vindibhya Sarvalokaya Mangalam. Ultimately, Mangalam Gurudevaya. Salutations to Sri Ramakrishna, the greatest Guru, Guru of all Gurus. And also, we can also remember our own Guru, individual Guru. Then, Devyai Matrecha Mangalam. This is again referring to Holy Mother. Let their Mangalam be to Holy Mother. Mangalam Bhakta Vandepya. Mangalam to all the Bhaktas. Sarvalokaya Mangalam. Because you cannot exclude anybody. If you say Mangalam to God, indirectly it is saying Mangalam to
everybody.
Because he is, the whole world is nothing but manifestation of God. So to chant this early in the morning is a most wonderful thing. So when we chant this, and really try to understand the meaning. Suppose you have a grudge against somebody. Mangalam bhakta vrindebhyaha sarvalokaya mangalam bracket accepting. Tui dekha rami dekhi sharat jano na dekhe jatane hriday rekho adarini shyama maake mon. So we can't make exceptions. We will have to say that to let Mangalam be to everybody. Really, if Mangalam happens to whom we don't like, he will give, love you the greatest, because that is Mangala. The moment he is pleased, then he won't be an enemy to you. There was a great soul, French scholar, great, very great man, Voltaire. Voltaire. He wrote so many books, you know, dictionary and all that. Encyclopedia, not dictionary. So he had lot of enemies. Every great man will have enemies. So once what happened, somehow those enemies came together. He had the opportunity to finish them off. Then somebody advised him, why don't you finish him off? Then he went inside the room where they were. After a few minutes he came out and said, I finished all of them. So the person who advised him went and said, they were all laughing, smiling and drinking champagne and all. He came and asked, what do you mean by you finished them all? He said, I made friendship with all of them. You know, as enemies, they are dangerous. As friends, yeah. But you know, he was also wise. Nobody will have only friends.
Yeah.
There will be some people like us, some people don't like us. That is how we know who are our friends. Otherwise, how will you know who is your friend? Yeah, this is the simple truth. They help us a lot. Our enemies help us a lot. Free advice they give us by criticizing. Otherwise, you have to go to a stupid psychologist and lie down on the couch and pay $100 per hour and even more. Om Niranjanam Nityananda Rupam Bhaktanukampa Dhrita Vigraham Vai Ishavataram Paramesha Medhyam Tam Ramakrishnam Sirasa Namah.